Welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and leadership. Today, I want to share with you an encouraging word for every mom tasked with the career of raising children, particularly you mamas who are what we'd call stay-at-home moms. I recently finished reading What's Wrong with the World by G.K. Chesterton. Now, Chesterton is philosophical, he's practical, and he's tactical. He is addressing English society in the early 20th century, but in a broader sense, issues that are wrong with the world in his time, particularly socialism. Now, the book is divided into five parts, and in part three, Feminism, or the Mistake About Women, Chesterton addresses women's suffrage. He was against it for a few reasons, not the least of which was he felt the majority of women of his day didn't want it. And how could a democratic society claim itself democratic if it forced an issue a majority didn't really desire? Now, having said that, he addresses ancillary issues that have, in his mind, a bigger bearing than simply getting the vote. Now, hang with me. We swim in different waters today, and if we dismiss Mr. Chesterton simply because we disagree with him, we're going to miss part of the brilliance of his argument and an important point he makes about the role of a stay-at-home mom. So Chesterton is writing, and he's talking about how we live in an age of specialists. Yes, we've had our Leonardo da Vinci's who were masters of many things, but most people, from a working standpoint, are specialists, whether that be Nimrod, the one who was a mighty hunter before the Lord, or an electrical engineer, or a doctor, or an attorney, or a teacher. He says, we're monomaniacs. In other words, we're obsessed with one thing. And then he writes this, but tradition has decided that only half of humanity shall be monomaniac. Now remember, Chesterton is writing from the perspective of the traditional home of his day, which was husband, wife, and kids. And when he says every home has a specialist, he's talking about the man plying his expertise in the workaday world. And then he says, but it should also have a jack of all trades, which is actually a Jill of all trades. He writes, there must be in every center of humanity one human being, one who does not, quote, give her best, the specialist, but gives her all. She cannot be expected to endure anything like a universal duty if she is also to endure the direct cruelty of competitive or bureaucratic toil. In other words, she shouldn't be asked to work inside the home and outside the home. Woman must be a cook, but not a competitive cook. A schoolmistress, but not a competitive schoolmistress. A dressmaker, but not a competitive dressmaker. She should have not one trade, but 20 hobbies. She must develop all her, quote, second best. Now, Chesterton says, I do not deny women have been wronged, but I doubt if they were ever wronged by the absurd modern attempt to make them domestic empresses and competitive clerks at the same time. In other words, to work inside the home and outside the home at the same time. And then he says this, which is the part I've been sharing with my daughter and my daughters-in-law, who are all stay-at-home moms.
But when people begin to talk about this domestic duty as not merely difficult but trivial and dreary, I simply give up the question, for I can't with the utmost energy of imagination conceive what they mean. When domesticity, for instance, is called drudgery, all the difficulty arises from a double meaning in the word. If drudgery only means dreadfully hard work, I admit the woman drudges in the house, as a man might drudge at the Cathedral of Amiens, or drudge behind a gun at Trafalgar. But if it means that the hard work is more heavy because it's trifling, colourless, and of small import to the soul, then, as I say, I give it up. I don't know what the words mean. To be Queen Elizabeth within a definite area, deciding sales, banquets, labours, and holidays. To be Whiteley within a certain area, providing toys, boots, sheets, cakes, and books. To be Aristotle within a certain area, teaching morals, manners, theology, and hygiene, I can understand how this might exhaust the mind, but I can't imagine how it could narrow it. How can it be a larger career to tell other people's children about the rule of three, and a small career to tell one's own children about the universe? How can it be broad to be the same thing to everyone and narrow to be everything to someone? No, a woman's function is laborious, but because it is gigantic, not because it is minute. I will pity Mrs. Jones for the hugeness of her task. I will never pity her for its smallness.
Now, my point in sharing this is not to say that every woman who works outside the home while her children are young should not. In fact, I think Chesterton sets up an either-or proposition that's really not present in the scriptures as I read them. I mean, just read Proverbs 31. My point, which is Chesterton's point, is that we should not consider the specialist work a larger career. A mom or dad's work in the home is gigantic. They are the jack of all trades. The philosophers, the teachers, the theologians, the doctors, and the listeners for our young in the day today. And happy is the child who has a Jill of all trades caring for him or caring for her. So shower that person with praises. That's the message of Chesterton, and that's the message of Proverbs 31 as well. And that's my thought on my walk with G.K. Chesterton and What's Wrong with the World. My question is, what will you do with that thought on your walk through life today? Who is that stay-at-home mom you can encourage? Let them know, hey, your task is not a small task. It's gigantic. You've got to be the jack of all trades, the Jill of all trades for that child in this season of his or her life.